poll, 73% Americans concerned about the government's ability to handle the border crisis while meeting COVID-19 protocols. By Hannah Blow on March 15, 2021. Nearly three-quarters of Americans are concerned about the government's ability to handle a surge of migrants on the southern border while meeting coronavirus health protocols, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey, taken March 8 to 9, 2021, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters, asked, regarding the growing number of migrants at the U.S. border with Mexico, how concerned are you about the government's ability to handle them while meeting COVID-19 protocols? 73% indicated concern, and among those, 48% said they are very concerned. Republicans, Democrats, and independent voters hold the same view, with 86%, 61%, and 74% expressing concern, respectively. The question coincides with reports of border crossers testing positive for the Chinese coronavirus after the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, releases them into the United States due to the reinstatement of the Catch and Release program. DHS, notably, is not requiring migrants to undergo coronavirus testing prior to releasing them into the interior as they await their asylum hearings. NBC News highlighted one example this month involving a 35-year-old migrant from Honduras who crossed the Rio Grande with her son. Authorities released her hours after her apprehension. Shortly thereafter, she took a rapid test for the novel coronavirus, and it came back positive. As Breitbart News detailed, border communities are tasked with testing the migrants, many of whom are testing positive for the virus. In Brownsville, Texas, where border crossers are being released, city officials are having to test for the coronavirus. Since city officials began testing on January 25, they told NBC News that almost 110 border crossers have tested positive. This is a positivity rate of 6.3%. Even after border crossers test positive, at least in Brownsville, they are not required to quarantine. Border crossers interviewed by NBC News said they had tested positive but were planning to continue traveling throughout the U.S. interior to states like North Carolina, Maryland, and New Jersey. The survey also found a majority of Americans oppose amnesty. When asked about Congress considering legislation to give lifetime work permits and a path to citizenship for an estimated 5 million illegal immigrants, 51% indicated opposition. That view, however, varies dramatically among party lines. 72% of Republicans indicated opposition, followed by 55% of independents, and 27% of Democrats. The majority of Democrats, or 68%, support the proposal. In the event Congress grants amnesty, 61% of likely voters believe employers should be required to use the federal E-Verify system to keep U.S. jobs away from future illegal immigrants. A majority of voters also support eliminating chain immigration. The survey's margin of error is +/-3%.